I don't ever remember not loving being on stage and not loving being in class. I've just, it's always something that I've wanted to do. I've always been a mover. The very first dance studio I went to, my director was a former choreographer for the Bucks Cheerleaders, and most of my teachers were what were then swashbucklers. So it's kind of always been just a goal of mine and something that I've wanted to do since I was like five. You know, that's who I looked up to. I was like, I want to do that. I want to be like them. The first thing we did was the photo shoot, and that was definitely one of the hardest parts of this process so far for me because I've never done anything like that.
Thank you.
I just tried to look my best, and I really tried to watch the veterans and see what they did and see how they moved and try to get a sense of what Tara would like.
Great, quick portrait.
Some people are a little uncomfortable. I don't think photo shoots are like a natural thing. Not everybody is photographed every day.
And one more.
I practiced the night before, I practiced that day, and once I walked up to the spot, it's like I had practiced nothing. So I really just tried to be natural and not be awkward as much as possible.
You are potentially going to be standing on a field with 65,000 people watching you, and you're going to be viewed a lot in this uniform, and I want to make sure that these people feel comfortable and confident, and if you don't, it's not a great fit.
She'll be group one, and then you'll switch. So while you're switching this group, we'll just keep tabs on how many your little buddy is doing. Cool? Encouragement is key. You have no idea. This person might be your new teammate.
You know, people are eliminated by the fitness test every year. I mean, I think it is difficult. You have to be in great shape, but I don't think it's anything that's unattainable.
Here we go. In 3, 2, start.
This is definitely the hardest interview audition process I've ever gone through ever in my life.
That was like by the grace of God.
It's a lot physically, it's a lot mentally.
Our practices are very long, our games are very long, and we need to make sure that people are physically fit and able to do that.
3, 2, go!
You're gonna be asked to do things that you have never done before.
It was competitive. You could tell that everyone wanted to get a good time and people wanted to be some of the first few up there.
Good afternoon. We're going to go one by one down the line and ask you to explain a little bit about your professional accomplishments off the field, introduce yourself, tell us anything that you would want us to know, and then we're going to ask a series of questions. We'll go one by one.
Well, panel interviews in general are unique. I feel like it's a little bit of a more high-pressured situation, and we do that on purpose. We want to see how they're going to react to how they're going to react being put on the spot.
How do you raise the bar for yourself and others around you?
If you could change one thing about last season, what would it be and why?
What is something that you would say you do better than anybody else?
Of course it's nerve-wracking, and of course it makes you nervous when people are looking at you and waiting for an answer, but I just tried to answer as honestly as I could.
Emily.
Yes.
How would your best friend describe you? 3 words.
Okay. Hardworking. Slightly stubborn. Honest.
They are going to be in front of a lot of people, so we want to put them in that environment and see who's going to excel.